rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs has responded now. Diddy, Sean, P. Diddy.
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. He's responded, obviously, with his identity crisis, but through an attorney, to the federal raid on two of his properties, the attorney releasing a statement calling the investigation a witch hunt.
Oh, that's the new hotness in
yes.
20, what year is it? 2024.
Here's reporter Victor Oquendo from Los Angeles.
ABC News has confirmed that federal agents seized multiple electronic devices from Sean Combs' L.A. and Miami mansions, and sources tell ABC News that the music and entertainment mogul is the target of a federal sex trafficking investigation. Combs' plane flying from California to Antigua, but it's not clear if Combs was on board. Video obtained by TMZ hours before that plane landed shows Combs pacing outside Miami's Opa-locka Airport.
Oh, pacing is guilt. Pacing is guilt.
Well,
what if he's guilty? What are we going to do with the business? Where there's smoke, there's fire, and it doesn't sound good for the P. Diddy.
Yeah, and it's him, and it's the people he surrounds himself with too, that are being questioned, including his two sons.
Oh,
so he didn't appear to have been detained, according to TMZ. But there's also a character named Brendan Paul, who was later arrested and booked on drug charges following a search. So they're trying to, I think, find anything they can to kind of stall so they can investigate, it seems. But there are a lot of people on the tarmac, you know, around this private plane, but something's happening, and it's the people that he's with all the time. And if you associate with people like that, then what does that say about you? Paul, this guy,
Rodney Paul,
his name was dropped in another lawsuit, which alleges the young man worked as a mule for his former boss, stealing drugs and firearms. Wasn't when J-Lo was dating P. Diddy, wasn't there like some gunfire or shooting implicated in, and then they broke up after that? There's, you know, in person, when you see him in interviews, all that, he just seems like such a nice guy and very personable and calm. But you never know what goes on with somebody with too much money.
Right.
Like, he just...
Well, it's very, this, you know, this is all very similar to the documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case, where there was, like, you know, lists of different celebrities and all that he was involved with. And, you know, Prince Andrew was on that list. And now they're saying that possibly Prince Harry is on some kind of list.
Some P.
That's
Diddy
been
list.
Named in court documents related to this lawsuit filed against the Diddy.
Yeah, they raided his homes in L.A. and Miami. They were searching for incriminating evidence. The homes were apparently turned upside down and documents everywhere just dumped on floors and stuff. But we'll see what comes out, because police aren't saying too much. It's a lot of speculation at this point.
Juicy.
But if he has an alleged mule, who has a mule?
Right. Yeah, very strange. Very strange story. And now, he was not on that private jet, correct? There was speculation about that earlier yesterday.
He was at the airport. They show him on the tarmac at the airport. But then afterwards, I don't think he got on the plane.
Oh, boy. Because that would have that would have been a bad move, right? I mean, the fact that he...
Oh, maybe he's on vacation.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, a vacation plan. You're not ruining my all-inclusive.
Right.
Mm.
So that's weird.
That's very strange.
And who knows the Prince Harry, you know, connection there. In other Hollywood news, I'm shocked that this item that went up for auction only received this much money. The door from the Titanic.
Okay.
The door that sparked all the debate and divided fans in the movie Titanic got $1 million, close to $1 million at auction. Now, since the movie was released in 1997, People have argued back and forth about whether that slab of wood that kept Kate Winslet's rose out of the frigid waters of the Atlantic Ocean could have also had room for Jack, played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Remember, like, why is he going underwater when there's plenty of room on the door?
Yeah, get on the
that
door.
She's floating on.
Come on, man.
So, in the final scenes of the movie, hopefully you've seen it. If not, oh well. The couple cling to the door as the ship sinks in the background. It's sort of a partial part of a very ornate looking door from the Titanic. The couple cling to the door. The ship sinks in the background. They decide that the makeshift raft won't sustain them both. Jack sacrifices his life for Rose, succumbing to a frozen death while she is eventually rescued. Anyway, that piece of false wreckage became the highest selling item in an auction, the Treasures from the Planet Hollywood auction, it was called. The highest bid of almost $975,000 Canadian. So, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty iconic. I'm kind of surprised only went for that.
Yeah, Mythbusters did a whole experiment on it, and they proved that both Rose and Jack could have possibly survived by clinging to the same
scrap of
wood. It's hilarious. There's a whole thing on it. But the script said Jack had to die. I mean, the movie would not be as emotional without Jack dying.
Yeah, that's true.
What if we're on a cruise and all there is a piece of door left? Who's going to go on it? You, Rose. You. I haven't watched that movie in a long time. It's a long movie, isn't it?
Very long.
3 hours or something.